Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hockensmith. Dustin, in our first quarter, we talked about Lonnie White signing with the Pirates, and we talked about Danai Dennis Sutton making his commitment to Penn State. We talked about his value to the team on the field. He's a great player, so it's important to get great players when you're recruiting. But this one meant a little bit more than just getting a good player on your team, didn't it?
Yeah, 100%. You know, if you symbolically, just Penn State being able to win a national recruitment is big. Penn State being able to kind of fend off any discussion about people trying to throw dirt on their grave. You know, I think anybody who watched the 2020 season play out and thought that this was the beginning of the end for Penn State, or thought that James Franklin had lost, or thought he was a bad coach, or the recruiting classes haven't been up to par in two straight years. This was another reminder that James Franklin, not even just James Franklin, but James Franklin and the Penn State staff are still unbelievable recruiters. They're getting elite talent back to Penn State. There was some of that in 2020 and 2021, but this 2022 class, this was a big statement, I think, and just the latest statement that's kind of showing where they are and getting Plan A players in this class. You can dispute whether Penn State's evaluation was off on this player or that player, but they are getting players that they wanted first and foremost in this class, and it's got a whole different look and feel than it did in 2020 and in 2021. And Danai Dennis Sutton is obviously the biggest case of that. You know, he was the big fish in this class, and they were able to get him even though Alabama and Georgia made a hard push on him late. I thought it was huge symbolically, also huge on the football field. Dennis Sutton's going to be a good player. And he's going to be a good player soon, and he's going to be wearing a Penn State uniform. I think it's going to be a breath of fresh air with the way things had gone in 2020 and in the 2021 recruiting class.
Hey, I'll add to that, Dustin. We've also been critiquing position coaches. Juwan Sider doing a great job bringing in running backs. How is Troutwine doing bringing in offensive linemen? I thought this was also important for the position coach to bring in a guy like this for the defensive line.
Yeah, big win for John Scott Jr. A bunch of big wins, I think, for him in the past couple weeks. You know, Zane Durant, he's not the biggest name in the recruiting class, but Penn State loved this kid, and he was from Florida, and they managed to pry him away from Miami. You know, that was a huge recruiting win too. Not quite on the same scale as the Danai Dennis Sutton, but John Scott Jr. with these guys and Tyrese Fearbree, who I think is going to rise up those recruiting rankings between now and National Signing Day. They're on a pretty good run, and John Scott Jr. is on a pretty good run. Deion Barnes is making a name for himself as an assistant on this staff. I mean, this is a very good recruiting staff. And as you mentioned, John Scott Jr., some big wins here on the defensive line. And Phil Troutwine, you know, big win in 2023, most recently on the offensive line. These guys are proving themselves, without a doubt.
They definitely are, but this leads Dustin to the question, okay, now what? Never happy. We've got 21 commitments, so there's not a lot of chairs left there. But this week alone, there's three announcements where Penn State is in pretty good position. We're recording on Monday. I believe it's this evening. We're going to hear from Cam Miller, a cornerback, who's choosing between Penn State and Virginia Tech. Later in the week, there's Christian Driver and K.J. Winston. A good chance these guys will all be defensive backs, although Christian Driver may also be a wide receiver.
Yeah, I do expect Penn State to go 3-for-3. We haven't seen any evidence so far or any movement when it comes to the recruiting experts picking against Penn State in any of these three recruitments. Kia Miller made his commitment timeline known last week. We'll see what happens with him. By the time you're listening to this, you might already know what happens with him. I expect Penn State to be the choice. Three talented defensive backs, and as I kind of made in my notes here, like, Penn State's got a bunch of these guys who are 6 feet, 180 pounds, who can go in a number of directions. Christian Driver would be a part of that. Cam Miller, I think, is part of that conversation too. You know, I looked at his huddle film last night on Sunday and saw the role, the many, many roles that he plays for his team. And he struck me as a guy who, yeah, I think he'll get his start as a cornerback. He could make a move to safety if Penn State needed it. He could make a move to wide receiver if Penn State needed it. He's that good athletically. And I think he makes an impact on the game in a lot of ways. He is what James Franklin is looking for in a high school recruit. Yeah, you have an idea of where he could start, but he is a football player through and through, and you can make something happen with a player like that. I think he's a really good player and one to watch here coming up on Monday as he makes his announcement.
I like that attitude of bringing in kids who are football players, who understand the game. In high school, they play different positions. One of the things I loved about Lonnie White was, I believe as a junior, he played quarterback. And they trusted him to do that, and he had the athletic ability to do that, even though that's not where he was going to play come college day. So I love that kind of player. Dustin, this all leads to the question of where we are with this recruiting class. The last couple of years have been down years for Penn State in recruiting. You add into that the pandemic season of last year and a losing record on the field. There was a lot of question coming into this 2022 recruiting class, and I think they've answered all those questions in a positive way.
Probably, and then some. You know, the 2022 class was a beacon of hope before this commitment run began. I think a lot of people looked at this class and saw the types of players who were on Penn State's board and thought this could be a very, very strong class. And Penn State went out and they've delivered on that. They've gotten to the finish line. They've had, you know, probably the hottest July in the country when it comes to commitment. So, and not only that, I mean, guys that they've wanted, I mentioned it before, guys that they've wanted, they've gotten. And that feel is different from the past two classes. You know, it felt like in 20 and 21 that they were having to fall back or move on from top targets. There hasn't been a whole lot of that in 22. There's been a little bit of that, and I think there always will be, but they've delivered a statement that they haven't gone anywhere. And I've seen the sentiment, and again, Brian Doan from 24/7 Sports said it again last week. Penn State was affected as much as anybody from kids not being able to come and see the campus, from not being able to get to know the coaching staff in person, from getting that feeling of being on Penn State's campus. They missed that a lot. And you never wanted to make excuses as this was ongoing and Penn State was having its struggles and James Franklin was having to say, you know, like, hey, we haven't done the job that we wanted to do. But without, you know, I think getting kids on campus for visits has been a trump card for a long time for James Franklin, and he hasn't been able to play that until this class. And you are seeing once again what can happen when Penn State gets a kid on campus.
You mentioned Brian Doan from 24/7, recruiting guru type. You mentioned his quote. Let's play that quote.
Perhaps the school impacted the most by the pandemic and kids not being able to visit campus for 15 months was Penn State, because when kids get on campus there's something magical. The coaches do an incredible job, not just James Franklin. He does a great job, but his whole staff does.
Dustin, he called it the visit to Penn State's campus magical. What do you think of that?
It's a interesting word, but there's something to that effect that goes on. You know, there's something to that effect that you get when you're there that you can't get over a Zoom call. And you know, we've seen Penn State get the last word with kids, and whether it's magical or whether it's just really, it's really easy to feel like you belong there. It's really easy to feel like you're wanted by the coaching staff. The coaching staff does an unbelievable job with parents of recruits, and all these things come together when you get on campus. And I don't know if the experience is magical or the ability for the Penn State staff to be able to get to the finish line is magical, but either way, getting visits back has been such a huge breath of fresh air for this class. And you see the results in the national rankings right now.
And I'll tell you what, I'm not a journalist who goes to those press conferences and, you know, gives questions to James Franklin in that way. But I did meet him a few years back in a social setting. And I got to tell you, when you meet the guy in person, there is a magic there. There really is. He makes you feel so important so quickly. You could see how that would be effective. It really is. Dustin, I wanted to hit on one last news item with Penn State. Is they did Penn State announced their schedule for the games, by that what they were going to do for each game. And as we all expected, whiteout for the Auburn game and a student section whiteout for Michigan. What do you think of that scheduling?
That's what I expected to play out. They're not going to you know, commit to two full whiteouts. It's just what they do. I think you want to preserve the scarcity of the whiteout, not just start throwing that around. And that's what Penn State's marketing seems to want to do. They've done partial whiteouts before. This is what I expected. It seemed to be a priority that you've got an SEC team coming north. You've got a national platform early in the season. You got a primetime game. They're using it for Auburn. I get it. I also understand people saying, like, why are we not using that for our biggest home Big Ten game against Michigan to try to utilize that against them? They're trying to have it both ways while still preserving their one true whiteout a year thing. I think it's going to make a really big national statement to do that against an Auburn team where everybody's really curious from a national level, you know, how this SEC team stacks up against Penn State. It's going to get more play against Auburn, I think, than it would have against Michigan. And I feel like that was the decision that Penn State made.
And I think it was the best decision because for all the reasons you pointed out, playing a Southeast Conference team, getting them up to Happy Valley, it's going to be a crazy scene. It's only the second home game since coming back after the pandemic. It's going to be crazy. And you know what? When they call a student whiteout for Michigan, guess what? That's going to be another whiteout. It just will. The fans at Penn State are smart enough to know that's the way that's going to work out also. That is it, Dustin, for quarter number two. Quarters three and four, we're going to be talking about college football realignment. Stay tuned for that. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.